Well, they need this score right here, so we're going to split receivers. The Casefield Eagles two wide left, two wide right. Out of the shotgun, Gerstenberger. And is going to be sacked in the backfield. Number 80, Derek Vincent.
That is what they call a coverage sack right there, because he was trying to find somebody and there just wasn't anybody open.
I think Gerstenberger just hesitated for a second. Do I run it? But you know what? That's a big kid coming in. Derek Vincent, what's he got to be? About 6'5", and then you put a helmet on top of him?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
So you're not going to throw over top of him too often. They've got a couple big guys. When Jake Wright's over there and Derek Vincent, you got those 6'5-plus guys that are running, doing a little contain on the quarterback with their hands up in the air. Yep. If you don't get rid of that ball, you're going to have to just whip it straight up in the air to get it over top of them. So here we are at the half. The score is 34-0. Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the Casefield Eagles at Parents Night. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back with some more scores and some updates and thoughts on a few games. We'll be right back after these.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hi, this is Derek Holland here at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. We have 77 new and used trucks on our lot that must be sold. I have 27 used, with 12 of them being GM certified pre-owned vehicles. I also have great lease deals on our brand new Chevy Silverados. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Another school year is well underway, and all of us at Casefield Public School are proud to boast our Eagle spirit. With a long tradition of academic excellence enhanced by classrooms that remain on the cutting edge of technology, athletic teams that boast a no-cut policy, and an emphasis on performing arts through drama and a K-12 music program that offers school-provided instruments for all students enrolled in band, it's clear to see that Casefield is preparing the next generation to successfully soar into the future. Please join us on the morning of November 11th, 9 a.m., in the James G. Stahl Auditorium as we honor our local heroes with our annual Veterans Day celebration. We would like to thank the community, our students, parents, and staff for another great start to the year. Casefield Public School, small school, big future. Your future starts here.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Welcome back to Owen Gage High School, and a beautiful night for high school football. Casefield Eagles are struggling tonight, though, Chad. 34-0.
Yeah,
Casefield Eagles, Owen Gage Bulldogs. The band's out there at halftime. You know, I want to say, look at that band out there. They've got some of those band members have the dirtiest uniforms I've ever seen. And let me clarify that. Seven of them are high school football players.
Yeah, they no rest for the weary, I tell you. Wow. They ran off the field and grabbed their stuff, and out they go.
Those the seven players out there, they've got a couple hundred yards, offense and defense, back and forth. They ran right to the sidelines, grabbed the uniforms, and right out there with the marching band. And, man, that's great to see. That whole just about the whole drum line is all football players there. So great job by the Owen Gage Bulldog marching band out here at halftime. Hey, we've got some updates. Do you have a North Huron update yet or not?
I do. I want to thank Jenny Weiss for texting me an update. It is Kingston 30, North Huron 12 right now.
Here's an update for Millington and Birch Run. We're tied up at 14 apiece. Millington and Birch Run 14-14. Vassar and Bad Axe, our last update. The Vassar Vulcans 28, Bad Axe Hatchets 6. Lakers at Reese, Elkton Pigeon Bayport 14, Reese with 0. Peck and Deckerville 14-14 at Deckerville. That has got to be a game for Band-Aids, because they have got to be just beating on each other over there. Two of the best, not just eight-man football team, but two of the best football teams
Absolutely.
In the state at Deckerville tonight.
Absolutely. Those are two teams that have a lot of senior leadership, and they're just tough. Like I said, I mean, we saw Deckerville play earlier and wondered, you know, who was going to beat them. Well, right now, Peck's 14-14 with them, so that's just a great game.
That just says remark. I mean, we've seen Deckerville. That says a lot about Peck, because Deckerville hits, and they just do everything perfect. If Peck is right in there, 14-14.
Well, you're talking the two previous eight-man champions, right?
Yeah.
The state champions playing each other. So you know that's going to be one for the ages.
It'll likely be where we'll see them here at the end of the season. Somebody playing down at the championship game for eight-man with the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We're still waiting for things to kick in here for the Caseville Eagles. The way it started out, though, the Eagles were right on top of this one. I thought the Eagles were going to make a big run over the Bulldogs here for at least the first part of the first quarter.
Oh, that opening drive, they just marched the ball down. They were running. They were passing effectively. Mm-hmm. Their receivers were wide open. And I tell you, that interception in the end zone, it was a tipped pass, but it was an interception in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And Owen Gage just, they've kept their foot on the throttle, and they marched down 80 yards, scored. Caseville, again, moving okay, and then they fumble.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to overcome that. And Owen Gage just hasn't shown any sign of slowing down offensively.
No.
They've just been very methodical, very effective in getting the job done.
Well, I think Caseville Eagles are going to have to work on some play calling. They're going to have to do something different. You know, they tried to spread it out here. The last couple plays that they ran here in the second half, they did a nice job by running splitting receivers out both sides,
right,
not putting their whole package in left or the whole package in right. You know, when they were doing that, it was kind of like the Detroit Lions did when they would leave Matt Stafford all alone in the backfield and split their receivers. The guys were going to get, of course, they're going to rush and go after Stafford.
Right.
And they're doing the same thing here tonight with the Bulldogs, and they're going after Gertzenberger big time when he's the lone quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to have to throw some sort of deception in there. They're going to have to make Owen Gage respect both sides of the field.
Yeah.
And, you know, just attack the seams when they can, try and get those big gains. You know, football, high school football, that clock's going to stop when they're moving the chains, and you got to use that to your advantage and move the ball, move the chains. And, I mean, they're not out of it, but it's a tall order.
Yeah, that's a lot to pick up. But, again, we're at eight-man action. Now, you mentioned the score with the Caseville Eagles. You had the score from their game last week.
Yeah, they beat Merritt Academy 74-32.
Wow.
So that's a lot of points. And I was looking, and Owen Gage earlier in the season put 68 on that same team, 68-14. And, you know, both teams in a few of their big wins are averaging a lot of points.
Yeah.
You know, Caseville has three wins, and they put up 42, 74. They put a 28 up on a very good, you know, a solid CPS, NCTL eight-man team. Owen Gage, 65, 68, 34, and 50 against Akron Fairgrove. It's a little tougher to gauge, because throughout the season, Caseville just plays such tough competition. They play a schedule that includes, you know, Peck and Kingston and Deckerville and all those guys. And sometimes you don't quite know what you're getting with Owen Gage, because they play in that conference and we don't see a lot of those teams. And they always have big scoring games, it seems. But
Chicago,
you just don't know quite what to expect.
Well, we'll see in about 5 minutes. Our halftime will be over, and the Caseville Eagles, we'll see what they bring back out. they had a good package the first part of the first quarter. Like I said, other than the turnovers, they had some good play calling. And they were making some nice passes.
Absolutely.
I don't know why they don't stick with that. Go back with those.